True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees tonight and all weekend, and you can listen to that for free, unlike Apple, on the Odyssey app and on the radio and at WEEI.com. And the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network all over New England. Yankees with a win last night in front of the president. And so they avoid a sweep. And this is a very important series for the Boston Red Sox.
Did you see the New York Post front page?
No.
It's a picture of Trump with Aaron Judge. And it says, only Judge Trump likes.
That's pretty good. Pretty
well
good
done.
Headline.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
15 games left, and that is it for your Boston Red Sox. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, 920, 930, right around there. Our guy Nick Costos will tell you how to wager this weekend. He didn't have the greatest, at least what he shared on this show, he didn't have a great week last week. So we will talk to Nick Costos at about 920 or 930. And then we'll play Hill Notes back at 9:45 to end the show. So you can leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app on any subject. And with the rest of today's news, back to Courtney.
Josh Kraft has dropped out of the mayoral race after a tough defeat in the primary to Michelle Wu.
Jeez, full jinx on this program.
I know.
I'm going to stay out of these things going forward.
Stay away.
This made me very sad.
Yeah.
Here's Josh on WCVB.
The country's at a place now. We see it every day, where the vitriol and the political arguing and fighting, it's not leading to anything but anger and negativity. My decision is to suspend my candidacy for mayor as of today.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll miss you.
Yep.
We will see what he does next, and then we will get to an election in November. And
yep.
Who knows what will happen?
I think we all know what will happen.
It's time to go Huffy shopping.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time to know. But that's what the people want, Curtis.
Yeah.
Right.
The bikers came out strong. Yeah.
I really think there are more Josh Kraft signs than voters.
Yeah. Could be true.
Well, he just didn't break through, I guess, Curtis.
I don't know. I love the guy. He seems like a... There's a lot of people that have privilege and that are able to benefit greatly from their family. I certainly am one of them.
Yeah.
He chose to totally immerse himself and engage himself in causes in the city of Boston when he absolutely didn't have to and did more than almost anybody could. So I like him. I think he's a guy who walked the walk, but it didn't resonate.
It's his last name would probably is the hard thing. Because people will look at his billionaire dad and maybe not like some of his political beliefs or not like the way, you know, feel like, oh, he's going to get this, a pass, or they're going to build this. And so that doesn't help him in that situation.
Well, George Soros is her billionaire dad. I guess it's just different.
All right.
A Walmart in Western Pennsylvania has banned a 60-year-old customer who was bringing his emotional support alligator inside.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. There's beautiful photos.
An emotional support alligator?
Correct.
Okay, I've had it up to here with this.
Yeah.
There's no way that you're getting emotional support from an alligator that could turn on you and bite your arm off.
Wesley Silva would disagree with you.
He would disagree?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is his 5-foot-long, 32-pound gator named Jinioshi.
Look at the thing. I'm watching on Twitch, and by the way, you should watch on Twitch or watch on YouTube. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and if you're buying a diamond, don't take it lightly. They will take the time to educate you on the right diamond that is for you, and you'll get the best pricing if you go see them in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That little thing has a sweater on.
Sure does. I mean,
that's cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
And Silva said they go into this Walmart quite a bit, has been shopping there for 30 years, have never had an issue. And usually people are saying, wow, this is awesome, petting Jinioshi. And now Walmart banned him on Thursday, released a statement saying the safety of our customers and associates is our highest priority. We welcome service animals in our stores, but it is unacceptable to expose members of the public to potential danger.
Yeah. Now, I notice, and if you're watching, you probably saw this as well, several different sweaters that he has for the emotional support alligator. I wonder if our Beat the Geek influencer will be able to determine which color is right.
That is
for
true.
George the alligator.
I am sure that she could. Huh.
Well, he is cold-blooded, so you got to keep him nice and warm.
That's right. True, Shime.
Yeah.
Wow. And she could do that for a fee.
Really, dude? I don't get it. And where was this at?
This is Western Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains
how does this thing survive in the winter?
Yep. So I did some research. Silva keeps Jinioshi in a pool.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got the name wrong.
Yeah, it's okay.
What's the name of the alligator?
Jinioshi.
Okay.
In a pool during the day and then in a bathtub at night.
Interesting.
Is he able to bathe with him?
Probably.
So we get some.
He seems quite comfortable with them.
I mean, that's fine, but I
look
think
they're
I'd,
hugging.
Like, I'd want to wear a cup or something.
Like, he's holding it like a baby.
So that thing snatches.
Damn alligator bit my head.
Yeah, is that as big as it's going to get, or is it going to go like full grown alligator?
I mean, I don't think it has to get any bigger than that to bite out your jugular.
No, I know, but still. Like, at least it's small enough that you could fight it off if it tried to turn on you, but.
Yeah. I don't get people.
Pretty cute.
Is this accurate breaking news? They caught the guy?
What?
Oh.
That's what it appears, Curtis.
Oh, we should do breaking news.
That was
news.
Quick.
We should do breaking news.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So, suspect in custody, according to the president, I believe, is what I'm seeing.
If you go to at Fox and Friends, Jack, there's a video of that. It's a minute long of that announcement. We should grab it.
Okay.
Yeah. Told you it wouldn't be that long.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got all the photos. You had the video.
Somebody knew him, like you said.
Somebody's going to turn him in.
Yep. Shocked that he's alive.
Yeah. I am too.
Wow.
Which is good because then we got to put him. I think, I don't know if the texture was correct or not on the Subaru of New England text line, but we're talking about the death penalty in Utah. They use a firing squad. Is that accurate, Curtis?
That is an option. I read that.
Who gets the pick? Does the person dying or the family get the pick?
I don't want to say. I've had so much incorrect. I don't want to
speculate.
Cafe Nero myself again. But yes, I heard that was. I'm sure it's the. I would hope it's the option of those that were the victims, right?
Yeah, it's usually like this will go to trial, etc. This was on the table for Brian Koberger as well, firing squad. But he pled out.
So. I hope that the people doing the shooting, they're probably really good shots. Don't go the easy out, one to the chrome, and then, you know, maybe get a shoulder, a knee.
Well, they should go neck shot like he did.
Well, usually Panous
and let him
first.
Suffer for what?
Panous first.
Oh, they do.
That's a good one.
If I was on the firing squad, that's where I'd go.
Well,
honestly, sometimes you scare me. You're so nice and an empath, and then you want the man shot in the junk.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like in Sinners in the opening scene where they're shooting people in the knee.
Review coming up on that, Curtis.
A knee's a good one.
Moments away.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait for this one.
We are going to find out. Curtis finally did his homework.
Right.
And we are going to – he finally watched Sinners yesterday. We're going to find out if he is Team Wiggins and Team Cox – and Team Keefe, or whether he is Team Extra Butter.
Well, I wouldn't say Team Wiggins. I would say Team America.
Not Team America. Yes. A lot of people hated it.
No, not a lot of people.
I'm not on hate. Stop. I'm not on Hate Sinners Island.
It's going to win many awards.
You are.
Wow.
It's not a lot of people. There's, you know, a few people, but most of America
loved it.
It appears NBC now reporting that a family member turned him in.
All right.
So, good.
Good. Good. Can I end with some nerd news?
For Shime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is National Video Games Day.
Oh.
And according to science, kids who play video games earn more money as adults. So the stats have come in, and they have the video game users averaging over $5,451 more per year than non-gamers.
Really?
They even break it down by game. So those who play FIFA lead the way at nearly $71,000 a year, while the median annual salary for the U.S. is only $60,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't understand what you guys are talking about when it comes to video games. It's a foreign language to me, but I hear you guys arguing about your consoles, which one's better, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with Santo playing a video game while you're having a romantic dinner together?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No. He's not just a video game guy.
It's just like fantasy football. He's not?
No, he's not. Okay. He never has been.
Okay.
But it seems like PlayStation gamers, which is Wiggy,
yep,
make more than those who play on Nintendo, Xbox, or PCs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Get down with the
your platform,
PS.
Bro.
I mean, I've played PlayStation plenty of times.
Step it up.
Sick brag.
Yeah. What about Madden? Do they say
say Madden, but then they also say 71% of people who play video games as children are more likely to have received a promotion recently.
Hmm. So FIFA's the only game that they talk about?
Yeah, FIFA's like the clear winner. They say, I'm sorry, Candy Crush came in second for...
Emergency top five best video games all time, Shime. Do we have time for it or no? I mean, it's a Friday. I don't care.
Ooh. Sure.
Please,
ooh,
get into
this.
It. Number five. You know what I'm going to pick?
Yeah, I know where you're going to go. GTA.
Grand Theft Auto.
Guess that ass.
That's a good game.
Where do you put Super Mario Brothers? It has to be because it was legendary while we were growing up.
Cultural appropriation. No, thank you.
Yes.
I don't know. Mario Kart might be better than Super Mario Brothers.
That's number one. Mario Kart, because it's universal. Everybody loves it.
It's true. Everybody of all ages can play Mario.
I gotta tell you, Fortnite has to be up there.
Fortnite.
I mean, Wiggy loves Call of Duty.
Call of Duty's the hands down winner.
It's not better than Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it is. They already
2019 Fortnite might have been the peak of video games.
There was a study there was just facts that came out maybe less than a month ago on how big of a seller Call of Duty is versus every other game.
They've had 100 games.
Well, even close. Well,
so using that logic, you think Taylor Swift is the best singer and artist in the world?
Well,
good point.
Well, I would give her credit. She's the top performer.
So you're saying she's the best?
Well, yeah.
As someone who has played an extensive amount of both Call of Duty and Fortnite, at their peaks, Fortnite was better.
No, it's not. Stop it.
At their peaks.
Call of Duty.
Wiggy, I have played Call of Duty since Call of Duty 4. I've been playing for years.
I'm talking about
Fortnite,
now.
Like, when it came out,
it was massive.
It was revolutionary.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Knocking
at
the
its
hustle.
Peak, 100%. It was way better and way bigger.
I'm not knocking
is
the
Fortnite
hustle.
Fortnite like the army one?
It's
no,
two
that's
weeks.
Call of Duty.
No, that's Call of Duty.
Oh.
Fortnite is like the cartoony looking one.
Yes,
where you build boxes. And
maybe
stuff.
That's why I don't like it, because it's too cartoonyish.
Which is fine, and that's fair. I understand you like Call of Duty more. That's totally cool.
Right.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, at their peaks, Fortnite was
And I would say Fortnite is the GOAT when it comes to the skins.
So then where's Grand Theft Auto for you?
I like Grand Theft Auto.
You didn't play it.
No, I did. I played Grand Theft Auto all the time.
Coming in at number third?
I even played
okay,
you were so
sorry. Video game.
I'm a video game hard.
I know
in.
You are.
I played Scarface all the time. That was a great game.
Yeah.
I played Scarface, Madden.
What about one of my favorites, Tennis Wii?
Oh.
Is that how you got your tennis. Exercise?
I did.
Yes,
during the pandemic, a lot of people were doing Wii for exercise.
Not anybody cool.
No.
I got my exercise outside during the pandemic. I'm a risk taker.
Oh, nice you got brag. The Peloton.
Sometimes I was walking by myself, didn't wear a mask.
Oof.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
When I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to think back to those 3 weeks we spent exclusively talking about the Peloton stock.
Well, I ended up selling that baby. Lost a little money on it, but served its purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I wish that we had used the trade-in program. We're past that. They don't do it anymore for Peloton.
Shime, a texter would like to know where you stand on Legend of Zelda.
I was never a big Zelda guy. I was just never a solo RPG guy outside of, I think I played a lot of Skyrim and Pokemon. But outside of that, I never played a lot of solo games. It was a lot of times I was playing with my friends. So I would be playing Fortnite or Call of Duty or Madden or any of those.
See, yeah,
NHL, FIFA.
The solo kids, they don't really get into the Madden or the NBA 2K. They stick more along those weird games, the Zelda games and those other weird ones that I don't know much about. Those are the soloers.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
And just for reference, Pokemon, highest selling video game franchise of all time, just saying.
Well, if you're just joining, we just shared the news. There is a suspect in custody when it comes to the Charlie Kirk assassination, and we will keep you updated on that this morning, and we will get to Beat the Geek coming up at 9 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Packers, they looked good last night. They take Thursday Night Football 27-18 against the Commanders. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. It is believed that Commanders running back Austin Eckler suffered a torn Achilles and Packers receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone.
What about Dietrich Wise?
Yeah, I saw that. Somebody it looked like they landed on his leg and his knee, yeah. So it didn't look good. He looked like he was in tears.
They carted him off.
Yeah, so it didn't look good for him.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 7:10 first pitch against the Yankees with Lucas Giolito getting the start at Fenway. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And we look towards the weekend in college football as tomorrow UMass Amherst has Iowa on the road at 7:30 and then BC has Stanford out west at 10:30.
Curtis, you have a college lock for the weekend? We haven't heard one from you yet.
Oh, I'll find one, yeah.
Well, how do you feel about Georgia, Texas?
Tennessee.
What's the line of that puppy?
Well, it's there.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee.
I like Georgia.
I like Georgia, too.
Yeah, I think the Tennessee coach has had too many sandwiches.
But then again, Georgia's quarterback, what the hell's his name? Jesus.
Spencer Rattler.
No, he's got one of them.
Sail Smoke.
He's got one of them, you could tell, one of them Southern boy names.
Okay.
Gunnar Stockton.
Oh, yeah. That is a good name.
So he's a little bit, first year, so it's really about what he does. But it's going to be a great game. I played in Rocky Top. That place gets loud.
110?
Yeah, it's like 110. It's nuts.
It's like the entire BC season in one game of attendance.
Pats have week 2 in Miami, 1 p.m. kickoff. I'm trying to read the board today. Midday show has Milt Williams or Mike on Wenyu.
They have Milt the Stilt this week.
Okay, great. There you go. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Leave us a Hill Note this morning. Go on the app, click the little microphone.
There was a tease here. Just talked about it moments ago on the show.
Ooh.
Homework.
Homework.
Curtis.
Homework.
Did his homework finally. And we're going to find out what he thought. Of sinners.
You're going to be able to master this puppy ever?
I'm dealing with the 8 o'clock
stress
hour.
Stress bragging.
Nope.
Full stress
nope,
brag. Get ready for it. What happened?
You're sitting here. You could look at me at the last break and say, Courtney, next one.
Wow. I see. So I need to come over and do your job for you.
Not doing my job.
Is what the millennial in the room is saying.
Nope. I'm just saying, help me help you. Help me help you.
Okay.
Help me help you.
I'll add that to my very long list of things that I do around here.
Can someone in the back help?
Post
time.
Curtis, post the show in the morning. Run out and get revenue in the afternoon.
Right. And lunch.
Maybe write an
occasional. He's still functionable.
Yeah, write an occasional promo or two for Ken Lair.
Well, sometimes he doesn't use those.
That's fine.
Nah, you're stress bragging.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just doing my best. I'm trying.
Okay. All right. We'll get a review of Sinners with Curtis coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Next. The president moments ago on Fox suggesting that there is a suspect in custody when it comes to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And Curtis, you're right. You can't trust any of this stuff. I have no idea, but some suggesting that it was a minister who knew him, who turned him in.
Interesting.
I guess we'll wait until there. I'm sure there will be a press conference at some point today. Do you think Kash Patel insisted on putting the handcuffs on him himself? Or no?
For the photo op.
Do you think he changed his name to Kash when he was 18?
Big disappointment, that guy. Yeah. I got to tell you.
Well, everybody's a big swinging D until they're in the office.
Correct.
And they have to actually.
Right. But don't sit here and tell me you're going to do this and this and that and then deliver on none of it. So, and just make a note of it. I just criticized a Republican.
Boy.
Equal time.
I wish I could publish some of the messages I get. People are absolutely deranged.
Yeah. Oh.
Holy
I mean,
hell.
So.
My favorite are the ones about my son, by the same people that say you talk about him too much, wishing that, what if he did these things? And I'm like, go outside, take a breath of fresh air. I pray you don't have a family.
Are they girl dads?
I'll check, almost always.
Curtis, before we get to the cross insurance player spotlight this week, when it comes to the New England Patriots, you finally did your homework and you watched Sinners last night?
Yeah.
Wiggy says it's the greatest film of all time.
I didn't say it was the greatest film of all time.
Rich Keefe says it's a piece of cinemagic beauty. Courtney loved it.
It was one of the best movies of the year.
Yes, I would agree with that.
One word description from me, stank on Sinners. But what did you think, Curtis?
I will go with three words.
Okay.
Waste of time.
Wow.
Knew it.
Wow.
I will preface all of this by saying horror, that genre, vamp, whatever crap, not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I hate those movies. I would not. So that's the baseline. So it wasn't for me in the first place. But first of all, 2.5 hours I'll never get back. Slow. I understand all the allegories about, alcoholism or slavery and I get it. The opening scene, I understand that it's the foreshadowing of what's to come. it just never got me. It never. I like Michael B. Jordan. I think he was great. And Mercy, was that the movie he was in? I think he's a sensational actor. I thought the movie was a dud and a half. I hate Josh Allen now for who he married.
A dud and a half? Like, you didn't even think the way the cinematography of it all, like the way in which when they have the vampires there, like, their eyes are so dark, but everybody who's not a vampire, they're so light until they
become. I don't live in a world where I think about vampires. I find that whole, it's a waste of time. I don't care about vampires. I don't care about, you know, I don't want to say anything that kids might hear. I don't care about vampires. I don't have
any. Watch it today if you need a nap. Like, that's the only good thing about it. I slept for 40 minutes of it.
It is. I told you. They're the contrarians who go, yeah, I saw the town, and it wasn't, slow. It didn't get me.
That is not true at all.
Greg, it is. Most of America. Most of America. Sinners.
You say this every time. It's so annoying.
But it's true.
Most of America, then they don't have an advanced understanding of cinema.
Martin Scorsese over there. An advanced understanding of cinema.
I don't consider myself a cinephile. I have a very small attention span. But I just.
I would ask you this, Curtis. If there was somebody who goes, you know, I thought the town sucked. What would you say?
I'd say I strongly disagree.
So that's what I say. I strongly disagree with you two, and I think America would feel the same
and,
way.
And if you haven't seen it yet, and you were wondering if you wanted to see it, and the vampire thing turned you off, it's vampires, but it's really more than that.
It's vampire.
And it's good music. It's a good movie.
I'll say about vampires.
If the first thing that you pivot to is the soundtrack, and that's the reason why you love it.
It's a very good one.
I get it.
Well, no.
I also love the soundtrack of when it comes to The Departed, but The Departed is an extraordinary film.
Right. I'm a Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Well, here's what I'll say about vampires. It's more like Dusk Till Dawn. So if you ever saw Dusk Till Dawn.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. Did you like that?
No.
Okay. Well, if you didn't like that, then maybe it's not your will.
It was actually the same thing. They just changed a page of the script.
No, it was
a
lot
different actors.
A lot different. So we got, you know, like five people in America who didn't like it. And Curtis and Greg are two of them.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just being honest.
I get it.
Not my cup of tea.
I get it. We all have a different, you know, view of what we see. I just feel like when 90% of Americans like it, and
people build it up too much. Like this texter, 413 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, says, decent movie. The problem was that Rich was saying it was the greatest movie in years. It was overhyped. And you did that, too.
It was the best movie of the year.
Not the best of the year, but one of the best.
Yeah. What was better than it?
Wicked. Again, we can all laugh about it. It was the best movie of the year.
It's just Wiggy's reaction.
There's another one.
I'm laughing. I saw a police chase on TV. That's what I'm laughing about.
I watched that live as that was happening. On TMZ.
A complete lie that they were laughing about a police
chase. I bought Harvey. I bought what he was saying when I was watching it live.
What was funny in the police chase?
No, I know. I went back and watched, and I'm very confused about it.
Yeah.
And the time doesn't match up as well.
The timing, the exact announcement, please.
Yeah.
Just own it. Like, if you're going to laugh about somebody being executed, like, own it. Be proud of it. All right. Anyway, Curtis, you and I, simpatico again.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happens all the time. But
I mean,
it's just two smart guys. Seems to all the time.
Well, Curtis said, he prefaced said, I don't really know much about movies, so I'll give him a pass on that one. You claim to be this movie expert over here.
I am.
Yeah. I'm just a layman.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only an expert because I've watched every single piece of movie and television entertainment.
So haven't I.
Since the dawn of time. No,
so haven't
I.
I've watched every movie.
You focus on a lot of reality
television. No, I watch all movies, too.
No offense, by the way.
I mean, I watch reality TV, too, but I bet I've seen more movies than you and know a lot more about movies than you do.
What would be everybody's favorite movie of the 2020s? Like, recent movies? We don't have to answer right now, maybe, but I'm just trying to think of, like, I don't feel like there's been great movies in a while.
I'm going to see an anime movie tonight. I'm excited.
Awesome. Of the 2020s?
Like, in the last 5 years.
In the last 5 years.
That's hard.
Jeez.
No, everything I'm going to say, it's just not going to
happen. Well, you have different tastes than we do.
I do, but, like, the Twitch is really just pissing me off right now.
Why?
They're like, Wicked came out in 2024. I mean, a year ago since last September. Yeah, like, we all know what we're talking about. I will say Little Women was actually a very good, the remake was very well done, and that was in the last 5 years.
Yeah, Greg,
a bit long, but it was very good.
Greg was last surprised. Five, he thought yes. It was something else.
No, Curtis, that's a good point. I have to think about last 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably give a list of what wasn't, but I'm trying to think of...
Oh, Top Gun Maverick, that was a good one. Jay White.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Oppenheimer. Reese and I went to see that.
You liked Oppenheimer, but not movies like Sinners or the Batman?
Correct. I
don't understand
this
you.
This will shock you.
You're an
I
enigma.
Like, I like something where you have to think.
There's not much to think. It's a three-hour film about
Stop
a dude
it.
Making the atomic bomb.
Stop it. Right. What is there to think about that?
History.
Okay, now
history's
you're going
not
down this
important.
Road.
Wicked doesn't want to learn anything.
I like The Town. You had to think a lot in The Town?
Yeah, yes, you did.
I like the movies. You have to
well, no,
think.
Then you had a guy, and, in fact, his potential soulmate, and he had to choose between going on the lam and sticking around and loving her. She had to also choose.
Right. Here's to sunny days.
About turning him in. I mean, spoiler alert, but
Wow, I was going to say The Greatest Showman. That came out in 2017. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been.
Time flies.
That's a great movie, though.
I thought Greg was going to say Reagan, but he didn't.
Someone said Barbie. I actually didn't think Barbie. I thought Barbie was overhyped.
No. All right. Let's get to this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight, which is on, I believe, Drake May. Tell me otherwise.
Yeah, if it's a player spotlight, you're probably right. I think that's fair. I think it should also be on Stephon Diggs. Kind of relatively quiet. Week one didn't quite play as many snaps as people had hoped. Now he gets a Dolphins team where Jack Jones isn't afraid of him. Maybe it's an opportunity for him to kind of show everybody why the Patriots paid him all that money.
Yeah, I'm strictly on Drake May. And my eyes are there and nobody else.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm watching. And, you know, and then part of that will be play calling and that thing. But as far as on the field, all eyes are on Drake May, in my opinion.
I'm also interested to see how they use Travion Henderson this week compared to last week.
Yeah.
Newly engaged as well. We haven't brought that up. He announced his engagement. But I just hope that he gets more action.
Oh,
than we saw.
I don't know he's newly engaged.
Yep. And Steph Diggs. Like, what are we going to see from Steph Diggs this week? A little bit more?
Well, you just said that.
Oh, you did? Sorry.
Yeah. No, Shyam did.
Oh, sure.
So you're not listening either.
No, no. Yeah. I was. I just couldn't remember who said it.
Yeah. I
was listening to Wiggy. I never like listened to Sean. I love you, though.
Steph Diggs is, my opinion, I think he's just a possession receiver now. He's not going to give you anything spectacular, right? So I just think that's who he is. It's going to be, what is Drake May? Is Drake May go out there and look similar to... And I only bring it up because the game was on last night. Jordan Love, and I'm, you know, watching him where he's like just hitting a whole bunch of different receivers. Doesn't have one guy, but looks good. You know, goes maybe 25 of 36, 240 yards, couple touchdowns. Like, you know, that's what I'm looking for. Uses his legs when he needs to. Like, my expectations of Steph Diggs are possession receiver, what we saw from him in week one. Same with Booty.
But what is the point of having a quarterback who is a threat when he runs if you're not going to use that? I don't understand it unless, you know, somebody was texting earlier saying Josh McDaniels has been, you know, one way his whole entire career as an OC, and it's but pocket passers, and the organization doesn't know how to deal with a RPO quarterback. Do you buy that too?
Like, I don't buy that because if you're an offensive coordinator, for the most part, now I've been around some stupid offensive coordinators, but I feel like the Patriots. Mike Tice was actually, it wasn't Mike Tice who was the offensive coordinator, it was Dirk Cutter, who was actually pretty good. You look at your players, and this is what Bill was so great at. You look at what your player is good at, and you ask him to do those things. Like, you didn't ask Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen, James White to run between the tackles. You didn't ask LeGarrette Blount to line up in the slot and run routes. So you utilize what those guys are good at. So if you have a quarterback that has the ability to run and has the ability to do it at a high level, you utilize that skill set. And I don't think that Josh McDaniels is a dumb offensive coordinator who wouldn't do that.
I know we're up against it, but when he says he's not putting too much on his plate and he's learning a new system, mm-hmm. is it that they don't want to add the run option part of it because that's going to be too much?
That's the easy part.
Yeah, no, that's
the read option is what Drake does well.
Maybe putting too much on his plate is saying, okay, Josh, I'm calling a play and I'm going to have two checks on it. Like when I was playing with the Colts, Peyton Manning would call a play and then he could check to three other plays. So maybe yeah. he's saying we're not doing that.
617 texter says, did it ever occur to you that it was part of the game plan? Yes, it did. We've talked about it the entire
week.
And
it was a dumb game plan.
And why was it? Like we talked to Mike Vrabel about it,
mm-hmm.
617 texter. Yeah.
I'm just concerned, Greg, that this really is a odd relationship between Vrabel and McDaniels because that would be...
Well, am I converting you?
No, I think you're right, Shime. I just, the way in which...
That he was forced on him, basically?
Right, that Vrabel was asked, and we know he can deflect. He, you know, asked me to reword my question when it was a word salad. We know he has the ability to do that. I think Phil Perry asked about what was on Drake May's plate, and he said we have to reevaluate that, or evaluate that. And then Josh McDaniels is asked the identical question and says there's not too much on his plate.
And I think the running part of this is more they got in his head and said, protect yourself. And so now when he does take off and run, and I show Courtney a couple plays on the all 22, when he does take off and run, he's looking to slide versus maybe if, let me see if I can make a couple guys miss.
And slide early, too.
Yes. Yeah, because they must have put in his head,
right.
Take care of yourself.
All right, well, this week's Player Spotlight is brought to you by Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Still to come this morning, Beat the Geek at 9. We'll see how Shime does this week. And then Nick Costos will tell you how to wager this weekend coming up at 9:20 or 9:30.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Well, just like the New England Patriots, Shime began the season with a loss to last week's influencer, Brittany, the food influencer. When it comes to Beat the Geek, and momentarily, we will get Shawnee in here.
Shawnee. Sugar Shane, if you will.
Sugar Shane.
Yeah.
And so real quick, she's going to do everybody's color.
Yes.
which normally you have to pay quite a bit for, but...
you guys are welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then she knows really not much about the NFL, so...
Yeah, she's an NBA gal.
should she pull off a win today, it would be extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's going to crush Shime. I know it.
I don't know what the odds are, Shime, but I mean, it's.
I don't know. We haven't hired any odds makers for that.
I would say she's a big favorite after last week in Shime's performance. I say the influencer.
Believe what you want.
Big favorites, and if he loses to this one, man.
Right.
Can I just say, we have a new person in the Twitch chat this morning, big time celeb.
Oh.
Acrobatic.
Oh, is in the Twitch chat?
Yep.
Really?
Join the Twitch chat this morning.
Excellent. We are about to get to the weekly wrap up, so good timing on that. You guys can get direct feedback. Do you think they'll give them legit feedback, or they'll just be like, oh, it's great?
No, I mean, they're pretty honest.
Yeah, they'll be honest.
All right, could we open up the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis because the weekend is here? Curtis, what do we got this week today and this weekend?
Thank you, Greg. 62 degrees and sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high of 71. Going to be gorgeous in the mid-70s tomorrow and Sunday. Going to get into the 80s next week. So the heat is not done for the year.
Wow. Okay, awesome. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. All right, are you ready, Sean? Weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic, wrapping this week up when it comes to sports.
1-2, 1-2. Hey, yo, a new wrap-up on the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy, Sean, Curtis, and, of course, Coco. But this week, we all been a little down, though. We wanted the Pats to start off 1-0, but the Raiders came to town, and Nate was like, nope. Not even with 45, Drake made throws. And with his injury, Christian was gonzo. So the D-backs couldn't stand toe-to-toe. Vegas had us right from the intro. Maybe Tom Brady might have gave him some info. Yeah, we see you, Pete Carroll, singing like a sparrow. You get no I Love Boston Sports apparel.
Nope.
But it's the Patriots who need to be accountable. Like Coach said, the opportunities were bountiful. Meanwhile, we all sitting at home wondering why Geno Smith's looking like Patrick Mahomes. And oh, that reminds me, what's up with Coach Vrabel? Punting on fourth in the fourth when you know that we should go. We know the squad's young and still need time to grow, but the offense gotta have some kind of flow. And that's up to you and Josh McDaniels. Miami next week's a game we can't blow. Cause if the win column stay stuck at zero, it's gonna feel like same new coach. The team needs a sense of urgency. Start treating every game like it's an emergency. Hopefully they learn and see. Cause it feel like we've been waiting for things to click for an eternity. That week one comeback by the Bills was ill. And the San Diego Chargers beat the Chiefs in Brazil. Meanwhile, the Red Sox been putting on a show. They shut out the A's two nights in a row. Wednesday night's loss disrupted the flow. But now the Yanks are coming to Fenway. Let's go. Game one, we got Lucas Giolito. The Yanks got Aaron Judge. He the new DiMaggio. Kyle Schwarber hit home a 5-0. Like Black Rob asked Jobs to make you say, whoa, turn it up.
Oh, fantastic. Again.
So good.
That was good.
I don't know how he does it.
Especially with that Black Rob beat.
Week after week after week.
Yeah. That was and he good. Does it like it's so up to date. He does it in the morning.
My Lord.
It's really good.
That's what happens when you got a pen game like that.
Yep. His pen game
is next level.
Is penning.
Yes, exactly.
The pen is indeed penning.
It really is.
He's a penne alla vodka. Oh,
so God. Penning, call him Trevor, like the left tackle for the Saints.
Text for you, Sean.
Would
you consider week two of Beat the Geek a must win?
Ooh.
No. 18 weeks in a season, Greg.
Come on.
Yeah, it has to be.
She knows nothing about the
Baltimore Ravens started 0-2 last year and finished, I believe it was 12-5.
How many teams have started 0-2 and won the Super Bowl?
None.
No, come on. Wiggy was on a team that started 0-2 and won the Super Bowl.
I thought it was a trick question.
She knows not a thing about the NFL. I mean, if you lose, it is. I don't think I'd show up Monday.
No.
To be honest with you, I mean.
Are you telling me to take a flex day? Okay, thank you.
Shime is taking the wrong approach. This is not like the NFL. This is like.
What do you mean? It's 18 weeks.
No.
It is.
But this is like more like college football. You're number one Ohio State. Taking on, let's pick a school, Bentley. You should be dominating.
Why is Breece Hill catching streets?
All right. So, hey, listen.
I'm not playing in the game, Wiggy.
I'll go to my hot. You're UMass taking on Bryant. You should win. Mm-hmm. You should be beating influences. You should be beating somebody who comes in here and her specialty is pan-fried dumplings and the other one is
No offense.
There's nothing I can do when a team's up 15 with 4 minutes left in the game and they lose.
And like, the other one is bringing
I'm not playing in the game.
Bringing in swatches and putting them next to your cheek and going, oh, by the way, green would look good on you.
I can't wait for that. Because I know what I think my color is. I think I know what I...
Well, it's not just one.
Oh, really?
It's really
multiple colors.
Yeah, she gives you multiple.
I'm going to have to go get a whole new wardrobe.
As well as jewelry, which is what I was the most nervous about when I got mine done.
Okay. All right. Beat the Geek coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.